do 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 do.
Movies. I'm
trying to get a little mellow, a little soulful. Because
yeah, I totally get that, man. Good to
hear. We're mature.
You are graying. So.
No. I know. Just a little rough around the edges.
Yeah. Welcome back, movie fans. Pete here.
And Brian.
And there's no one else.
Yeah, we've been abandoned. Apparently, this movie's so scary.
As we read, it is a horror movie for children. I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't think of any other way to describe this. This is...
We're watching... do we just want to jump in?
Yeah, we got
it. Okay, let's just do this. So as we said last week, we are going to walk down the nostalgia path of Return to Oz.
The yellow brick road path.
The yellow brick road of Return to Oz. And I, for one, am terrified.
You know
how I feel about scary movies.
I know.
You and I have done this.
And I can't – so I guess in order to talk about this movie, I have to start one word I remember.
Yeah.
And as I was trying to fathom when I last saw it could be 30 years since I've seen this movie.
It's been at least – what? When did – it came out, what, 87?
Well, you just learned it had Firuza Balk in it from The Craft fame. So, I mean, she was a young girl and she's older than we are.
1985. I probably saw this either in the theaters – I don't remember, or maybe one of the first movies we rented in the Wayback Machine.
I don't remember if we rented. I know it would come on TV every now and then, so it was always one of those movies I caught like the beginning here, the middle there.
On TV, they would cut out the super jump scares. They would just cut them.
Right. Well, and the problem is all I remember is Nightmare Fuel. I remember the Wheelers.
I don't remember any of this. I don't remember any of this.
I remember that there's like an empress that keeps – like changing her head so she's headless and there's a room full of like severed heads.
Oh, shit. I remember that. Uh-huh. This is that movie.
I know there's like it's the premise, I think, is that the Scarecrow was made King of Oz.
This is going to be a two scotch movie for me.
And then he gets abducted. And so now Dorothy's having to find where the Scarecrow is, but she's also in a mental institution getting shock treatments. This is weird. And it's funny, we normally pick movies we remember with fondness, and
I don't know if I remember
this. I don't think I have anything fond to remember about this movie. I'm scared.
Like, great. You, the horror movie junkie, is scared, and me, the fucking
it's not supposed to be a horror movie, but I can't think of anything as a kid watching it was like, goody.
I can't wait. Like, hooray.
You know, I remember watching this kid like, like uncomfortable.
Oh, man. So we're going to try and answer three questions tonight because our listeners, they demand professionalism from us.
And repetition.
And repetition.
Structure, like our children.
Well, you know, we are dads. Question number one.
Does the movie hold up?
Whew.
And I have to say, I was listening to the Jurassic Park and Dave made a good point, is that does a movie hold up also should include do you want to watch it? Like, would you actively seek to watch it again?
I think that's a good point.
And that was a really good point you made about Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Okay. So I have gone at least 30 years not seeing this movie again.
Yep.
So that question's answered.
I mean, well.
Who knows? Maybe I misremembered it.
And maybe it's what's more, when you're like 6 and 7, it's more terrifying than when you're, you know, a lot older.
Speak for yourself. Question number two, should the movie be remade, rebooted, recycled, removed, or
returned to Oz?
Returned to Oz.
We're not selling this movie well.
No, we're not.
I think I'm mostly just upset that we've been abandoned.
Like, I know.
This is recommended. And
Dave, Neil, and Giles have all abandoned us. And they're like, oh, can't do it tonight, guys. Damn it.
So, and then what's our final question, which I think is going to be the harder one.
I think this is going to be an interesting question is should we have our kids? This might be this is just like a thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah.
But this one might be a very interesting question tonight.
Well, you know,
I'm also interested in question two on this one.
Everything's on the table.
Yep,
everything's in motion.
Mm-hmm.
If we think about like the original, like Wizard of Oz, the witch scared people. Like there are a lot of kids who talk about how, and I guess I should say adults.
The talking apple trees scared the shit out of me.
Fuck those trees, man.
Yeah, fuck those trees, right? And the monkeys. The flying monkeys, I didn't like them either.
And did you ever hear about in The Wizard of Oz, like that there apparently is a body hanging in the background?
I heard that, but I heard it was also just a rumor.
I know, but I've seen it, and it's like, well, it's kind of there, but maybe it's not. It's murky.
Did you start Dark Side of the Moon at the right spot, or was it?
Well, I mean, you know, if you do it just right, it does. It does.
It lines up. It lines up, man. It lines up. All right, so we're gonna get ourselves some ice cream.
We're gonna fortify.
This might be a two scotch night for me. I'm just saying.
I think again, it's not scary like, you know, it's scary, but I feel like it's gonna be unnerving. Like,
yeah.
I'm gonna be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely. I can tell you right now, if there's a jump scare, I'm going to jump.
Okay. Well, it won't be the first time I've heard you scream.
Well, that's just how we roll. It's on Amazon for rental for $4. It's a $4 rental tonight.
Big spender.
Big spender.
Nothing's too good for the pod.
Nope, nothing. This is what we do for you guys.
You're welcome.
So without further ado, let's not belabor the point. We are going to hop right in and watch. Okay, I don't want to do this.
Return to Oz. It's a kid's movie. We don't like... But there's death. I know for a fact that one of the Wheelers falls into that desert and instantly crumbles to sand. He gets instantly sanded. Yeah.
All right. We'll be back in a minute. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
We're boned. And we're back.
Poppies.
From Oz.
Poppies.
We returned from Oz.
We've returned from the returning. I have literally taken more notes tonight than I have in weeks.
Yeah, this one was a...
There was a lot to unpack here.
Labor.
Wow, a labor. I feel like Hercules. Okay, so...
Where to begin with this?
I wrote up here, we don't talk about it.
We just don't talk
about
it.
We just don't talk about it.
We don't talk about it.
We don't talk about the tornado. We don't. No. You know what? Instead of talking and processing the trauma you've gone through, let's just send you for electroshock therapy at that crooked person down the way.
Yeah, you know, with the money we don't have.
And you know, Aunt Em, since you've never left her out of your sight, why don't you just leave her there overnight?
Yeah, that'll be good with that crazy, you know, head nurse who wears all black with the giant shoulder pads. What? She seems nefarious.
I wrote down, holy fuck, !! Electroshock therapy, ?!
Well, we haven't even talked about the creepy, like, hospital/insane asylum with the creepy gurneys squeaking everywhere.
Lobotomies for everyone.
And there's the screaming house. Because it turns out that the doctor has whoopsies and those whoopsies get hidden in a basement. As we learn from Ghost Girl.
Is it like Children Under the Stairs?
A little bit.
Before we get ahead of ourselves, should we do a two-sentence synopsis?
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you go first?
Okay. Yeah, because mine's garbage.
This is the first time I ever saw you cross something out and write it over again.
This movie was a roller coaster.
It certainly was.
Okay. During some electroshock therapy, Dorothy returns to Oz to find... everything destroyed, people are now statues, and the Scarecrow is gone. She defeats an evil wizard and an evil witch with the help of some misfits and nightmare fuel.
That is scarily accurate. I'm not sure mine's quite as good, but I took a slightly different tack.
Oh, I'm saying this. I gloss over so much.
So much. Like, there's an underground tunnel from the Emerald City to... the Gnome Mountain.
Right, which either goes under the Deadly Desert or goes around. No, it can't because the Deadly Desert surrounds
but
Oz.
But since it's made out of stone, then, you know, you don't jump on the stones. You don't get turned to sand.
Right. Whatever. Well, we're gonna cover that.
We got some stuff saved up for you. All right, here we go. In a world where PTSD stemming from hallucinations caused by surviving a tornado is treated by electroshock therapy, and comes a whimsical tale of the return to Oz, where Dorothy gets to relive her trauma by experiencing a torrential flood that knocks her into Oz, where she has to avoid a nightmare headless princess and a stoned King Jeffrey Bezos, who just wants all the bling for himself.
Yeah, accurate.
Jeffrey Bezos.
They're all mine.
Jeffrey Bezos.
Why should I share them?
Why should I share all of them? I have made all of these things, and they're mine.
What would you do to a thief who took your things?
I like how we've turned that around on her.
A little bit.
A little bit, but he's definitely like, well, I deserve all of the things because I'm really cool too. Okay, so.
What's the map? All right, let's start at the top.
Take it from the top.
Way at the top.
So we start off 6 months after the tornado.
Right, and Dorothy can't sleep.
Nope, not sleeping at all.
Which, shocking, since her house was ripped up out of the ground.
Auntie M comes upstairs. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, Dorothy. You just have to go to bed. And to be fair, I feel that.
Well, except unlike honestly, our kids, though, Dorothy wasn't like getting up every 5 minutes to check in on us or to complain or to ask for milk or to like whatever. She just was hanging out.
Yeah. And cue the shooting star. Pew. It's a message from Oz, from the Scarecrow. The Scarecrow was lame.
Yes, like that was he was the weakest character of all the
Why
cool
couldn't
Jim
they actually
Henson
just
characters.
Make him look like the Scarecrow from
I don't know. I think it's because Jim Henson, like I'm sure it was.
Was it Jim Henson or Brian Henson?
At this point, I think it was still Jim Henson.
Okay.
I don't think he passed away.
Henson passed away in the early 90s, I feel.
Yeah,
like
and this was like, in the 80s. This was
85.
Yeah, so I think this was still Brian Henson was just working for Jim Henson. But right off the bat, she's dealing with trauma. They're like, well, she can't sleep. We better send her to this doctor we saw in the paper who's going to use electrodes because it's
well,
the turn
we
of
back
the century.
Up before that, she finds a key next to the hog trough. Like her chicken finds it, right?
Yeah.
And she brings it to Aunt Em. Hey, Aunt Em, look, it's a key from Oz. Now, my kids show me that kind of shit. All the fucking
time. Oh, yeah, true. Kids find all sorts of garbage.
It's a gem from the magic place. And what does Aunt Em say? Oh, no, that's our old door key from the old house.
I've turned it 1,000 times.
I've turned it 1,000. No, Mom, and I've had this conversation. No, you're wrong, child. And nay. That is not what you think it is. Because you haven't slept in 6 fucking months.
You're seeing things, kid.
Oh, my God.
But the hospitals that she goes to, is a pure horror movie.
Oh, yeah.
She's dumped in this creepy hospital with flickering lights, told that she's going to go through an
creepy
experiment.
Creepy dudes with creaky wheels on them.
Right? Nurse Ratchet.
What does Aunt Em say? She goes, stay here. Oh, no, the nurse Wilson or whatever.
Yeah,
stay
the head
here.
Nurse.
I see what you did there.
She's got her title as head nurse.
Head nurse?
Yeah, she's the head. And then that's why her alternate in Oz steals heads.
Oh.
She's the head nurse.
I thought you were just being clever and witty.
No, I wasn't making a porn joke this time.
Wait until later in the show.
That's also why there's no longer a title of head nurse in hospitals. They're the chief nurse or
the
head of the, like they'll be head of the nurfing head of the nursing staff. There's but no, like there's no, there's no head nurse.
You can't no fluffers.
No, not in hospitals.
No.
So
I don't visit very often. I try not to. Stay here until we come to get you.
Right? And then she's stuck until this ghost girl shows up.
Yeah, ghost girl just like shows up and then gives her a pumpkin head.
Yeah, here's
a here's a creepy pumpkin head.
Because Halloween's right on the corner, you know, when all the ghosts come out. What's that screaming? Shh, we don't talk about that.
We don't talk about Stacy in the basement. Fuck. So anyways, question one. Can we even answer this?
Well,
before we even get there, ladies and gentlemen, this is a fucking Disney movie.
Yes.
This is, so Dorothy is a fucking Disney princess.
Yes. I mean, is she though? I mean,
they wanted her to be the queen.
That's true.
They wanted her to be the queen.
I guess she's like an honorary princess. Because they're the But it's really Queen Ozma, so.
Oh, my God. It's a fucking Disney movie.
So, I mean, question one. All right, well, going by Dave's thing, I would not, like, I got to say, I would not seek this movie out and be like, I can't wait to watch this.
I am never going to watch this movie again. It was weirdly had potential.
Yeah.
Weirdly, just really disjointed execution and...
Its tone is so... It's all the problem is tone.
What were you saying? It's like, why is there so much tension?
That's the problem is everything... Like, she's in this creepy hospital and they're screaming and it's tense. She gets the shock treatment and suddenly...
She didn't get the
tense. Oh, that's right. She was like, going to...
They're turning up all the dials and they're about to shock her and then... power outage.
Right, and then the ghost girl saves her. They jump into a raging river where these children are now...
First, ghost girl jumps in. And then the nurse is coming down to, like, retrieve her. And then what is Dorothy? What did you say during the movie? Like, she just yeeted it.
Yeah, she just... Well, because, you know, the head nurse shows up because these two children are jumping into a raging river. And she's like, no, don't stop. And Dorothy looks at her and goes, nope. And yeets right into the river.
So, wait, ghost girl is in the river already.
Right, and then ghost girl disappears.
Can head nurse see ghost girl?
We don't know if ghost girl seems like ghost girl. We can't tell if she can be seen. But we do know that Dorothy watches her go under the water and disappear.
Right.
Which is meaning she drowned. Died. Drowned.
She did not survive the deluge.
And that's how Dorothy gets to Oz. And that's how we kick off this movie where every like 10, 15 minutes... There is another tense scene where she is facing death, is facing monsters, is facing...
Well, as soon as she gets to Oz, it's like, and how does she know this? First of all, hey, this is the deadly desert. Don't touch that shit or you'll get turned to sand. Now, I understand this is the source material is the original books. So this is not supposed to be a direct sequel to The Wizard of Oz.
True.
This is supposed to be an adaptation of the literary works of Wizard of Oz and Ozma of Oz, which is the other book.
Like the sequel.
The sequel. So there's an adaptation aspect to it, but you can't help but find yourself in this world of like, this is a sequel.
Well, because a lot of people grew up with the movie, The Wizard of Oz. I don't think as many people... Read the books.
It was definitely a turn of the century type thing.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, there was something I wanted to say about it. Couldn't be important. Never mind. Out of my head.
Well, and that's why I have such a hard time with this because it's creepy. These are legit. Like it's baby horror where they use the same tension, the same. Jarring angles, the same setup that you get in horror movies. Like when she's sneaking in to steal like the life powder so she can get a creature all the heads are sleeping. She's got to sneak past these decapitated heads.
Yeah.
And there's one angry head in the closet next to the powder. And sure enough, it opens its eyes, calls her name. And then a headless princess starts, you know, chasing after, trying to find the heads while they're all screaming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty terrifying.
100%. And like even when she first gets to Oz, there's the deadly desert, but then there are these creepy faces that just kind of appear on rocks. No explanation, nothing. Although every time she met a new character, like first of all, why would Mombi, Princess Mombi, like you meet her, right? And the first thing Mombi starts doing is exposition up the yin-yang of like, this is what's going on now. And same thing with TikTok meets TikTok. By the way, wind me up so I can tell you all of the things that the
Scarecrow... Well, except the Scarecrow put him there for the specific purpose of waiting until Dorothy arrived.
I know because he told us, the Scarecrow put me here for the
I'm forgiving of TikTok being like an info dump. But you're right that every other character was just like, let me tell you my tale.
Yeah.
And what you need to move to the next.
Jack Skellington?
Oh, you mean Jack the Pumpkinhead? Not the Pumpkin King? Come on, that's not at all the character we're going to see in about 10 years.
No, not at all. Man, Jack, what's happened to you? I found Halloween.
Halloween's my jam now.
Welcome to Halloween Town.
Yeah.
No, there was just so much exposition. Even the fucking chicken was expositing. Mm-hmm. That's a word now.
Expositing?
Expositoriting.
I dig it.
Okay.
Well, so, and that makes it hard, I think, because the story doesn't actually seem to grow organically. Dorothy just sort of stumbles from little nugget to nugget.
How far did she get from the house that she fell in, right? And then she just ran, cutscene. She definitely ran like Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, poof, we're at the Emerald City. Whereas before, when she was there last time, it took her like 2/3 of the movie to go across all of Oz.
Yeah, it was a journey.
Right?
I think I got a lot of Neverending Story vibes.
I brought that up when she got locked in the attic. I was like, where's Bastion?
And, well, I think because in the Neverending Story, he just kind of knows, like, well, at least in the books, like, he would know where things were. And everything in distance was sort of, you know, it might take you 100 days to go 10 miles, or you'll suddenly travel a distance in no time. So it's got that weird.
That's fair.
It doesn't explain it, because in the Neverending Story, they explain of, like, Fantasia's weird. We don't know anything about the rules of Oz because no one was there to tell us.
No one was there. Oh, man.
So what do you like? For me, the movie doesn't hold up under the Dave rule of what I seek this out.
Are we invoking the Dave rule?
Well, I kind of like it. Like, it gives a little caveat of like, I wouldn't
realize when he listens to this, he's like, it's my podcast and now. You're wrong, Dave. It's not yours.
But what I did enjoy watching was I really enjoyed the puppetry and the work of Jim Henson, like for a lot of their creatures effects.
Every time. It got an Academy nomination. It was nominated for Best Visual
It had
effects.
Some really cool visual effects, and I can't deny that. Like, I was very tickled by seeing all the things that they produced, even though they were a nightmare.
I did like how the Gnome King was becoming more and more human with every time they guessed wrong.
That's right. He was becoming every wrong guess.
He became more and more, and he even said it to Mombi, and he's like, "One more guess, and I'll be human."
Which, why was that his goal? Like,
well, who doesn't?
Well, it was sort of. Maybe there were metaphors because we had him wanting to be human, TikTok who didn't want to be alive but was able to learn emotion.
And
we had
Jack, who was something made by Ozma.
Made him as a scarecrow just to spook. So she made him just to be like a scarecrow
and
to spook.
And then there was
princess,
the powder of life that could bring anything like Gump to life.
Right.
There's a lot of life, and could this all just be PTSD? And what really happened in the tornado is Dorothy watched all of the farmhands die in front of her, and now she's weirded out about. Now I went dark.
Yeah, I mean, you took a turn. Okay,
choices were made.
All right. Well, here we are. I don't know.
I agree. This movie does not hold up. I don't think I'm ever going to watch it again. I just can't imagine. This is my segue into question two, because I see the concept of a really cool movie.
Yeah.
Like either a straight up fantasy adventure with some horror elements in it, just like to make it more real. I would actually argue that if this was done today with modern special effects.
You mean with Tim Burton? You want a Tim Burton this?
I do not want a no. I want a J.J. Abrams this. Oh. I want to get some lens flare. You know it.
Okay. But I think I see where
Shatner's
you're
Gnome King.
That would actually work very well.
Did you love how it was Nicole Williamson, Merlin from the Excalibur?
Yeah. We've actually found out, like, because a lot of these people sounded familiar, and you're like, well, who are these people? Like, for instance, TikTok was Admiral Akbar.
That's crazy.
The queen or the princess was Queen Bad Morda
from Willow.
We have Fruza Balk from The Craft and also Almost Famous.
Thank you.
So it was a great cast. It was, I think everybody was acting their hearts out. I think that this was a good effort, but I think it was executed poorly. I think it was visually cool.
It's definitely dated.
And it just, do you know the other thing too is while there was tension and interesting characters, Dorothy was sort of
never rattled
ever. Like,
huh? Okay.
I almost wonder if like she has some sort of like dissociative
emotional problem. Affective disorder or something. Yeah,
well, because you know she lands and she's like, oh, we're surrounded by deadly sand. If anything living touches it, they instantly turn to sand and die. But no worries. There are these like little stones we can just skip over.
And doop, those doop, stones doop. Were monster creatures that...
Well, the gnomes can go into rocks and animate rocks, I guess. So well, they were spying on her.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And then there was the creepy lunch pail tree.
Yeah. Oh, and lunch the pail tree.
The Wheelers were not nearly as creepy as I remembered them to be.
I don't know. I thought, like, again, because this is horror. This is a baby horror movie.
Yeah.
Like, I think they were very creepy. They were menacing. They taunted. They were constantly laughing and echoing all the time and squeaky wheel.
The one time that was creepy for me was when he yelled through the keyhole, "When you come out, we will cut you to shreds." And I'm like, with what hands?
Yeah.
Like, they have wheels for feet and wheels for hands. They can't grab anything. They can't hold you. They can't take you anywhere.
They're kind of just jerks.
And like, but okay, how do they balance? Like they grab you with like one wheel and then what happens?
They never really like.
There's no weight transfer. There's like.
I'm not even sure how they move, but they clearly do. And the actors, I guess, are really, you know, the special effects guys in the Wheeler costumes are wheeling around.
Yeah, like, I, you know, honestly, I preferred them in Prayer for the Roller Boys.
Yeah, see, if they had been wearing rollerblades with long white trench coats and had been blading in unison,
it kind of
that
felt,
would
it,
have been
I'm not lying, it
intimidating.
Kind of, it kind of felt like they were. Not going to lie. Kind of felt like that.
All right, so.
Question two.
I like where your head's at. I would love to see. I like.
I'd like to see a serious take on this.
The idea. And I like the story. I like the characters. I think I just would have punched it up.
Yeah.
And make her older. I think if you lean a little more into the horror and like the, you know, Oz has been destroyed, like there's something wrong and she's like 12 or 13.
That Mombi sequence with the heads, the hall of heads, you could do 100 heads. You know, you could just like glam it up. The Hall of Mirrors, where she couldn't figure out which door to get out of, that could be a whole thing. And then you have Pennywise come out.
Well, but see, that's the thing. Like, even that scene where, like, where she's suddenly trapped in the room of mirrors and she can't find her way out, and the woman has found her head.
It was over lickety split.
Because it's baby horror. They don't want to have the tension go for too long because kids will freak out. So they want it to be just a little tension.
It's a
baby tension.
Tease of tension. But
that's like saying, oh, it's just a little baby bottle of booze. You know, like it's still booze. This is still horror. You don't show this. Which is going to segue into question three in a little bit. But so I think you're right. I would love to see this redone.
I would straight up watch a reboot. I do think Shatner should be the Stone King.
I think that would be really good. Who would you pick? Do you have any other ideas for other characters?
I don't know any young female actors right now. That would be
Who plays I would get from Stranger Things
Bobby Millie Brown would be a fabulous choice.
You want someone who's I want an older Dorothy.
Yep.
And I think she actually would be really good as Dorothy.
Who would you want as TikTok? James Earl Jones.
Could I mean you could get ooh
I would
what about Bill Nighy?
What about Bill Nye?
All right, yeah, I'm cool with that.
We're doing voices. For Jack O'Lantern Head. Jack Pumpkinhead. That's just not a cool name. It's Jack O'Lantern Head.
Oh, Jack Black.
Jack Black?
Well, no, because he's supposed to be a boy. He's supposed to be a young boy who was made.
A little bit more sincere.
What about Michael Cera?
Weirdly, I could see that. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
I was thinking maybe like Timothy Chalamet or...
Chalamet.
Maybe. Gump. Tom Hanks.
Oh, that would be good. Okay. Yeah, that would
just,
be fun.
Just for the Gump.
Who would you have as the Mombi. Wheeler?
What about Mombi?
Oh, Mombi? Well, see, the problem is with Mombi, she really was played by several actresses, and then it was like the one.
Right. So I was thinking, I wouldn't mind seeing like a Robin Wright in that role.
Well, that could be good, but I wanted someone like,
because she's got to be. I think Mombi needs to be a little older.
Right. I think, but I also want someone who's older. Well, like what I would like, because we kind of saw this a little bit. We saw that all of the beautiful heads, all the young. Right. I want a more
Oprah Winfrey
creepy, like older Mombi head to be the final head, the true form.
Agra.
No, I don't want. I don't want any creepy Agra boobs. Hard pass on that. So who would be like an older act? Oh, you know, Glenn Close.
Ooh,
Glenn Close
or Sigourney Weaver.
Or Sigourney Weaver, like, because they're older, but they can bring that sort of.
What about Basic Instinct?
Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone.
She was recently in Nurse, or in the show Ratched.
Any of those three, I think, would be perfect.
Yeah, I think.
Or all three.
And that's the thing too. You could have all three. You could have like multiple characters.
Yeah.
Playing.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be neat. Okay.
I would definitely be down.
We don't. With we that. Could. We don't have to settle. We could have them all.
Why not? Right. This is our podcast.
It's ours.
Fuck yeah.
Okay. So who would you have for? Who would I say? Oh, the Wheelers. Like, who would you have? Jake Busey.
No. I don't know. You don't really need to have anyone of consequence, really.
I mean, that's, I guess, but, you know.
You know, in a perfect world, I'd have all four of the Chrises. just
Chris Pine, Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, just give me all four.
The actor who's a Skarsgård, but not, like, from the other Skarsgård clan, who played Floki in Vikings.
Oh, yeah. He'd be fucking. Actually, since we're on the Viking, who's the guy that played Ragnar Lothbrok? He'd be pretty cool too.
As just another Wheeler, or as
just
throw him in there.
We could listen. They had some poor guy holding the Cowardly Lion's mane at the very end. You know, I just want to have like
just throw him in there. You know, because he's a friend of yours. You said you put him in a movie. He was on set. You're like, hey, we need somebody. Do you want to? And he said, sure.
You know how I think.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how we roll in Hollywood.
What's that pitch meeting look like? Oh my God. What would this pitch meeting have looked like?
Well, I think, you know what it was? It was someone like, you know what? We're going to sequel one of the greatest movies of all time.
And we have the source material. We have the books.
We have the book. We just follow the book. Oh, we're going to make all the money.
Disney bought the rights.
Yeah. And it was
terrible.
Well,
This was not good.
It's because, again, it's when you have an identity crisis, it's not a horror movie, but it couldn't decide
what it wanted.
It's not an adventure movie. And the other thing, too, like I said, the problem is with Dorothy is that she just sort of was like, even as she's falling, literally they're flying through the air, the gump falls apart, and she is free falling. And Jack is saying, I'm sorry, Mommy. And she goes, that's okay. It couldn't have been. It can't help it now. I guess we die.
In what fucking world do we live in? Okay, it's Oz. I get it. But chickens are the most dangerous, deadly weapons in the universe.
Well, no, only to gnomes. Because he said that. He said it's poison to gnomes. Don't you know?
I didn't understand what he was saying.
Well, because his face was melting because it's like he chose the wrong chalice.
He chose poorly.
Yeah, it was pretty horrific, especially with the eyeballs and the stone. Oh, there's just a lot of rough images.
I can totally see why 10-year-old me didn't like this movie.
Yeah, and I understand why I didn't like it either, because it's unnerving. And again, it's because there's tension, there's creepiness, and you don't want it. And then when you're old enough to appreciate it, you don't want to watch baby horror. You're moving on to like Nightmare on Elm Street.
Welcome to my. I'm just going back to some of my notes here right now. Welcome to my laboratory, because science. And now I'm going to hook these electrodes up to your head.
Yeah. It's, you know, we're in a few months, we're going to be welcoming the 1900s.
Oh,
the new
right.
century that'll be controlled by electricity.
Oh, my God. So, question three. Oof. This is kind of weirdly, I think I would let my kids watch this when they're like 10 or 11 years old.
But are they going to want to?
Probably not. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, would the question is, would you? I'm not going to sit them down and be like, I don't you watch this. It. You sit this and watch Unloved. Well,
I mean, it's one of the, for me, it's
punishment.
Would I be like, hey guys, this movie's pretty good. Let's watch it. And the answer is no, I would not, because either they're going to get freaked out or they're just going to be like we are. We're like, if they have an appreciation for puppetry and special effects and visuals, maybe.
Or when they're 13 years old and they're fighting and they don't clean up their room for 6 hours, all right, fine. Sit on that couch. Don't leave until this is over and you have to tell me what this movie is about.
And you're going to turn them into an ornament.
An ornament?
Which, again, why? They know he never explains what, like, what was his ultimate goal? He took his emeralds back, got the ruby slippers.
He's just fucking Jeffrey Bezos. He just collects shit. He just wants to own it all.
But then suddenly he's like, and then I will be human. Was that his goal all along?
But
was
then
that just
what?
A bonus?
And like, he already has the ruby slippers.
Yeah. What was his end game?
I don't understand. I'm confused.
He even could be like, oh, well, I guess like he would even said like, you know, Dorothy, you could just leave. I could wish you back.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, no.
And you'll never remember that you were – I think it was – is that just like reference to
– Well, that's to the what the machine was supposed to do. She was supposed to get shocked by the doctor who played the Gnome King. And so you can forget all about Oz. Just go ahead. Leave your friends behind, Dorothy. She's like, no, I won't. And then she literally just deus ex machinas her way. I guess I'll guess on this. Nope, that's not it. How about this one? Nope, that I got one guess left. I guess I'll close my eyes and just bumble around until I stumble on something, and then I'll pick it and guess, and that'll be my guess, and I guess I'll die.
So we have some decisions to make here.
Uh-oh.
Next week, my friend.
Well, I'm
Did we have something online lined up?
I don't think so. I mean, not
we had talked about possibly going down the Iron Eagle Delta Force.
Well, like I will not be here for the next week, so I may not be able to be here for the next podcast. So,
do you think should I hold up and?
I've never seen Delta Force nor Iron Eagle, so if we ever do Iron Eagle 2 or Delta Force 2, the Forcening.
I don't want to expose you to that, but maybe we should do like Caddyshack, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Wow, you want to go like deep into the 80s?
Yeah, I think I'm looking. You know what? Tell you what, we're gonna keep it under wraps. We're gonna keep it a secret because I haven't talked to Dave or Neil, and if you're not gonna be here,
yeah, I won't be here.
The three of us, I'm sorry.
I know. Well, it's summer.
It's summertime. We're all on. Oh, maybe Dazed and Confused since we've done Swingers. Oh, I love that.
All right. All right. All right. I know Dazed and Confused, but if I were to miss Dazed, I've seen it, you know, in the last couple years.
Party at the Moon Tower.
Again, I like Dazed and Confused for the fact that it was the truest representation of a high school party. A bunch of drunk teenagers.
Doing stupid shit.
Doing stupid shit in a field.
Yep. And then everyone went home.
Yeah.
And some of them went and bought tickets to a concert the next morning.
I get it.
That's pretty much that. So maybe we won't do that.
I've talked about it. We know everything about it.
All right, guys. On that note, we're going to make it an audible next week and kind of decide between now and then. For you out there listening, thank you for coming along today. And give us a review on the iTunes. Send us an email at dadsmovienight@gmail.com. Let us know what movies you want us to watch and do for you. Any last parting words?
I'm trying to think, like, is there anything else about this movie? Like, and the answer is no.
Nope.
No, I like, you know what? I would like to bring Oz back to modern day. I think we need more Oz in the Zeitgeist. But beyond that, we don't need to return to this movie.
No, sir. On that note, guys, we will see you next time.
Now you're just showing off. Ooh, TikTok did fuck up those Wheelers, though.
He went viral.
Yeah.
That was a great TikTok.
That's where we got the TikTok now. He morphed into the streaming service we now are familiar with.
It's not a streaming service.
See, I'm not familiar with TikTok.
I don't know technology.
I don't talk the tick.
Fucking...